And thank you. And as I started to grow spiritually, there's more poems in here about my growth as I moved along, my trip to Australia with the ARE, and an ode to Angelica, which is my cat that I had twice in this lifetime and once in a Persian life. She keeps returning to me. And before I knew about, we came in from other places, I wrote Soul Travel and discovered I was from the Pleiades. That's in here. I've had many, many angel experiences, and some of those are in here. And the last poem, Love from God. No matter what happens, good or bad, I'll be there during your storms and serenity. Safe from distortion, corruption, coercion, I've taken your guilt, shame, weakness for emergence out of darkness. Forward into the great reality where laughter sings, music rings around through, crowns us in harmony, light. For my support's consistent, acceptance unlimited. I offer you opportunities, prize who you are. Now's the time, enjoy your life, discover fun, or sometimes do nothing at all. Safe, secure, protected from harm, let your rapture out. Manifest your soul's artistry. Impart your heart's wisdom in new and wonderful ways. Missed childhoods prosper in awakened awareness, heaven. Loving vibrations connect the cosmos in celebration. And the picture for the last one's called, it's called Reality. I no longer need to see the bad more than the good. The owl graduated. So this is, there's more in here if you're interested in a bookstore. And so I got to that point in my life, and at that point I'd spent $100,000 on recovery. At this point, I was on my own and didn't know where I'd get another $100,000. I prayed to God. And this is the rest of the story. Paul Harvey died not too long ago, by the way. So thanks for him for that little comment, but I did get the rest of the story. I prayed for a more effective, more efficient, and cheaper way to recover. That's what I needed. So he answered my prayers. Amazingly enough, God does answer prayer. I found opportunities with alternative and holistic medicine to support my changes. And now I understand that real healing is done on a higher plane. And the third dimension that we rearrange the energy on with medications and other typical things that we have. The research they're doing to fight cancer and all these things, it's just rearranging the third dimension, and that's not healing. So you have to go somewhere else for your healing. And Einstein, you referred to this yesterday, Einstein said, no problem can be solved from the same level of consciousness that created it. So I discovered that all the prescriptions and medications I were on actually was suppressing my energy and actually keeping me from rising my vibrations into where I really truly wanted to be. They were actually working against me. In fact, to the point they were killing me, my body at one point said, you're dying, from the prescriptions I was taking. And at this point, I've been off everything for years. If you know anything about Eckhart Tolle, and he wrote The New Earth, he talks about the ego pain body, and what's happening in the third dimension is we continue to feed that ego pain body. And when you stop doing that, then you can actually move and ascend. And I'm doing a program April 18th, which is on your chairs in Seattle, talking more about that. So what happened was I discovered that because I didn't want to suppress my emotions anymore, I didn't want to keep my vibrations low down where the illnesses are.